As with many U.S. Supreme Court justices and nominees to the High Court, nominee Merrick Garland is a graduate of Harvard Law School. He got his law degree in 1977. One of his law school friends, who was a year behind him, is Michael Chertoff. Chertoff went on to serve as a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals in Philadelphia and as Secretary of Homeland Security. He and Garland have often crossed professional paths, and they've been friends for more than 40 years.
I was really pleased for him. I was pleased for the country. I felt that this was, by any standard, a really outstanding pick, and I cherish the court, and I think it's important that the people who are selected to be on it continue to maintain the high standard that we have made our judiciary really the envy of the world.
You have the perspective of knowing Merrick Garland from way back when, and I wonder what you can tell us that other people can't about what he was like and what you saw in him and what you liked about him.
Well, you know, Merrick is a very, very smart and experienced attorney, but has a demeanor that is very soft-spoken and considerate. He's not someone who throws in his intellectual weight around or appears to have kind of an over-amped ego. He listens to people. I think he carefully considers things. He doesn't come into issues, at least in my experience, with a very rigid predisposition. And his fairness and his integrity really are a part of his entire career.
How about as a fellow law school student?
Well, sir, he was a year ahead of me. We were both on the law review together. I do remember that he was the editor of an article written by Justice Brennan, which had been submitted to the law review. And, of course, the job of editing a Supreme Court justice when you are a law student is a very daunting job. But he did what he needed to do to make sure the article was in good shape, and it was actually an article that was well-received and often cited. And I think it's characteristic of his ability to blend intellectual rigor with a modesty of manner that makes it very easy to get along with him.
What do you think he's potentially going to bring to the Supreme Court?
Well, I think the experience of having to be involved in high-level decision-making at the Department of Justice in dealing with some cases, including terrorism cases, is, I think, particularly important at this stage of where we are in the world, where a lot of the issues the court is dealing with and will continue to deal with arise out of the security situation we find ourselves in.
Actually, that's a very good point, because when you worked in the upper rungs of the Department of Justice, that included prosecuting suspected terrorists and developing legal strategies in the war on terror. Merrick Garland himself led the prosecution in the case of domestic terrorism in the Oklahoma City bombing against Timothy McVeigh. How would that kind of experience serve him as a Supreme Court justice?
Well, I think not that most of the cases are terrorism cases, obviously, but when you get a case involving a significant security issue, an understanding of the context in which these cases arise and how they actually play out in the real world is, I think, an important dimension to how a court deliberates about what the legal result is. It doesn't mean that you're just going to do what your former colleagues would want, but it does mean that you're able to evaluate the pros and cons with the benefit of understanding how things play out in the real world rather than in theory or in academia.
I think a lot of people were probably taken aback when the first words we heard today from Merrick Garland were very emotional. He had tears in his eyes when he was talking about what an honor it was to be nominated. Is that true to him?
It's true to him, and I think it demonstrates an important feature of what he brings to the job, which is a reverence for the law and the role of the courts in our American system, and a consciousness and a humility about his role as an individual in living up to that standard. Because what you want is somebody who appreciates the role of the court, someone who doesn't see themselves as a big player, but rather as part of a tradition of people who contributed to the law.
Michael Chertoff, nice to speak with you.
Good to be on.
Michael Chertoff is former Homeland Security Secretary and Federal Appeals Court judge. He's a longtime friend of U.S. Supreme Court nominee Merrick Garland. They went to Harvard Law School together.